Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So excited for this week's Thursday episode. We've got Susan Zinn coming on. New year, new you.
Hi.
Susan, you missed us love confessing about you when you couldn't hear us. We were all talking about how pretty you were.
Oh my gosh, I love seeing you guys again. This Hi. Is so, I'm so excited to see you again.
Thank you.
I loved your holiday movie, by the way. That was amazing.
Thank you so much. Aww. I appreciate it. And stepping thank into the holidays. You for coming on to Wind Down in the new year. I'm curious where your thoughts are at with new year, new you. Is it something where, do you hate the saying or are you here for it?
I'm actually here for it. And I think that we've been through so much over the past couple of years. And it's really important for us to set our intentions of what we want to feel like and what we want to do. And so I'm all about the new year, new you. I think it's an amazing way to kind of think and really allow our brains to start to anticipate some joy and fun rather than just so much dread and uncertainty that we've had over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm. How do you, for people that feel uncertain, right? Or they don't know what this month holds or the next month because there's that uncertainty. How can someone stay positive with that? Like, what's something they can do? I mean, I know, like, you know, choosing gratitude and writing things down, but like, is there something else where you can go, okay, like this would be helpful in just being present in today, in this moment?
I think that it's such an important question because it's something that we're all struggling with all the time is how do we stay more present and more positive? Mm-hmm. And I also want you to know that during the holidays, it's an undeniably stressful time. And research really shows about half of women and a third of men actually struggle with stress during the holidays. So this isn't something that's so uncommon, but I think it's really important for us to start to think about how are we sort of setting an action plan to really get us through these time periods that can create more joy and happiness versus this feeling sort of stressed out and overwhelmed all the time. And it's also really important for us to understand our biology because we're like batteries. So we have renewing feelings and emotion and we have depleting ones. And we also have the choice and agency of what way we want to go. So if we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed or not present, we can choose to do certain actions that can get us into those states. So you did mention things like gratitude or appreciation, mm-hmm. but there are concrete things that we can really set up for success. And the basics really is really starting about our own self-care, because especially during the holidays, we don't think about ourselves. We're thinking so much about other people. So if we start with the basics of what does our sleep look like? What are we eating? How are we taking care of ourselves? How are we taking time for ourselves in this busy and time when it can feel so stressful is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And coming into the new year, I always feel like, so my birthday is January 3rd. So it's fun because I get a new me year and I get a new year, right? Like within 48 hours of each other. But coming into the new year, I feel like before I had set all these crazy expectations for myself. Like it was like, okay, I have to work out this many times a week and blah, 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 you know, and then it, and then as a recovering perfectionist, as I will call myself, real type A over here. I felt like then the letdown was so hard and I would just be so hard on myself because I'm like, well, you know, if I hadn't done it. So then I started to adopt this policy of like, I would kind of, I would do a shedding period in December and I would do what I needed to do to just kind of care for myself best over holidays. Family's a little tricky for me. And then in January, I gave myself to January 31st instead of, it was almost like I got to try on the new routine instead of it being like by January 4th, I'm out because I, you know, had a martini.
Yeah. Does that it is feel, a lot of pressure to do everything by like January 1st. Like just change your life.
Well, the gyms are always so full. You know, like everyone's like, this is it. And then we I just feel like we burn ourselves out because it's not like a slow integrated. So what I guess I'm asking you is, am I copping out by giving myself a month or is it smarter to slowly pace myself in for 31 days?
I love the slow pace.
Okay.
And I also really think what you're talking about is so important. We look at the statistics, gym memberships, dating apps, they all bank on the fact that we're going to sort of set our goals for January 1st. And by February 1st, we're going to be burnt out. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to start to really think about what's important to you and what are your intentions? Because we know that when we sort of put those vision boards up and we put all those sort of pretty pictures of all the things that we want, the problem is really that we get this dopamine from the high of actually seeing it and our body starts to calm down and anticipate that it already happened. So if you want to get in better shape or you want to have that great relationship or that house, you're starting to give your reward circuitry sort of that this already happened and you don't actually have to work towards it. But the problem is when we put those vision boards or up those goal lists, we're not really setting up any sort of action plans of how we're actually getting there. And it's those small steps are really what makes changes in our lives. Mm-hmm. And so it's amazing. Dream up what you want for the year. What are your intentions? But you are all so successful and you all have such, you know, amazing sort of careers. But really thinking about in the other aspects of your life, what are the things that you want to do? And what are the steps you're willing to take? And what are you really willing to also sacrifice in order to get there? So that's also really important is that we're not only giving ourselves all this sort of dopamine for the reward circuitry, but we're also thinking about what could go wrong. What are we going to give up if we really want those things? And then move towards action plans accordingly. Because the more predictability and the more action plans and the more steps we have that we can keep ourselves accountable, that's when it's going to help you reach your goals.
I love an action plan more than I love anything.
Yeah, I read a book too. God, it was a couple years ago now. Maybe, I mean, shoot, I think 10 years ago. It's called The Happiness Project.
Oh, yeah.
And every month you set a goal or a resolution. So it's like, and it's, so it's not just like, it's not just one thing. It's like every month, what is your goal or what is your intention? Or and I just, that's has stayed with me. And I don't follow it perfectly, but every year I'm like, I'm going to do that, you know, and it's like, you fall off of it. But, that's something that I've always loved that. And cause it feels a little bit more attainable.
So I was going to say, yeah.
And also last year, cause every New Year's Eve, I write down a list of my goals for relationships, for work, for personal. And one of the things on my last year's list was to run a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
First it was half. And then someone was like, you can do better than that. You can do a marathon. I'm like, yeah, no, I totally can. But I realized I'm like, I didn't do a full marathon last year. And I was, it's not that I was embarrassed, but I also realized, you know what, that goal, I'm not ready for that one yet. And I'm like, okay, I'll put that back on when I'm ready. And I think it's okay to have something where if you see it on your list and go, I'm just not ready yet. And like that being okay and not like you getting upset at yourself.
I just think it's so overwhelming. I have the hardest time with New Year's resolutions, but that's why I think the Happiness Project sounds like a good attainable goal. Cause it's like to go just list all this stuff. Like in reality, I'm not going to do it all. So if you do like one thing a month, I love that idea as I just, oh, it's so overwhelming to me.
Do
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So for the month of January, is there one resolution or goal that you can... And again, it doesn't have to be like, I'm going to run a half marathon. It's like, I'm going to practice gratitude as often as I can daily. Or, you know, it's like there's something that you can think of that you could start your resolution with.
Yes, I have mine. So mine is we're so busy in the afternoons and we're running around with the older kids running around is to have, I don't know, I think we feasibly can do only two nights a week, if at all. I mean, if not just one. Or two nights a week, we actually sit down for dinner. We get off of our electronics as a family. We are not running to a sport. We are not running to this or that, which is very hard for us to do. But that's mine for
that's a good one.
January.
Are you ready for mine?
Yeah.
I need intentional time with myself.
Great.
I know. It's like new year, new me. I want to date myself. I feel like I have two kids and a very busy husband. And so whenever I can find time to carve, it's either one-on-one time with them or one-on-one time with my husband. And I don't feel like I one-on-one time with myself. Well, I do it 30-minute workout and then I'm out, you know, or like, oh, I'm going to go, I'll swing by Starbucks and get an iced tea. It's like, that's great. Like little deposits and compound interest, but it's not like really settling into like, maybe I just check out for like 3 hours in an afternoon and I date myself and go to like really good lunch and read a book.
I fantasize
about that girl. I just miss her. So
I love it.
And how do you think, I mean, is that a good setup to have that outlook? Do you think?
I mean, I think what you're talking about is so important. Number one is that you're not overwhelming your nervous system with a million things that you're not going to get to. And Jenny, even talking about the marathon, I love the reshift for yourself. It doesn't mean that you're not going to put it back on the list for this year. And maybe it goes on the top of the list if it feels something really important. Or maybe you're starting to reevaluate, is that something that I really want to do or something that I felt like I had to do? Because doing a marathon is a lot of work. It's a lot of training. It's a lot of preparation. And are you willing to give up other things in your life in order to make that commitment? And so oftentimes we put these things on the list and we set ourselves up for failure.
or it was someone else's goal and yeah, not you made mine.
It, yep. That's what I was going to say.
That Absolutely. Was the piece that I was like, I put half marathon and I did that, but I put marathon to please or to, or because it was someone else's idea rather than mine. Now, I would love to do it. I'm just not ready. Like you said, to do that. But I think I compromised my own, what I wanted to please or to look a certain way or whatever.
And you didn't also celebrate your success enough with your half marathon. That's an amazing accomplishment. And standing at that and saying, that actually really felt amazing to me. I'm really proud of what I did versus feeling like you have to do more. Mm-hmm. And that's where we get tricky in this sort of these goals at the end of the year or for New Year's, where we sort of just don't feel motivated or feel good about ourselves. And they start making us feel not enough or not important. And so setting it up where you're having monthly goals or monthly intentions that you're working towards, because we're always growing as human beings. Mm-hmm. And this gives you an opportunity to not only know ourselves deeper and develop that relationship that maybe you are spending 3 hours in the afternoon. Maybe it's only once a month or twice a month. And maybe you're just getting those joy deposits every single day where you're going to get your coffee or your gym or your time with your girlfriend. But you're really setting this up to, this is important. This is something that I want to work on. This is where I want to grow myself and my relationship with myself, because we're all here and it's all our divine lives. And we get to choose how we want to live them every single day too.
Celebrating myself is actually on my list for this year.
That's great.
Because it's crazy. Because to me, it's like, oh, I have to win an former me would say, I have to win an award to celebrate myself, or it has to be like, whatever, something like big, but truly just the fact that I like want to spend time with myself is a celebration for me, because I have just done a lot of work and feel really like, you know, like actually like me, mm-hmm. which is, and I've never been able to say that really before. I would say it to myself, but to say it out loud, I'm conceited, whatever. Everybody here knows I'm not mm-hmm. that way, but it's like celebrating all the tiny things. I love a toast before dinner because I feel like you have to come up with something to cheers to. And I just want to live more daily in a cheers mode.
Mm-hmm. I think that will just bring you, I mean, I'm that way. I have to have my alone time. I have to celebrate myself, all of those things, or I almost am just a worse person for everybody Resentful. Around me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that you don't have to do a lot because you love to, you like your alone time.
Oh, I love alone. I just never get it, but I fantasize on it. My kids are still small.
A priority. Like that's one of my very top priorities, or I just can't function.
We're in a season. So my daughter's now 7 and my son is 4. And so it's like that, those tiny years, it was hard to just find, you know, like you can't even go to the bathroom alone.
It gets easier, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm starting to feel like I can breathe just a tiny bit. Not for long. You can do it. I'm going to try.
You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm. It's harder when they're teenagers too.
Yeah. I'm kind of in that sweet spot because I have like 13, 10, and 6. So I'm like getting a break. The 13-year-old isn't quite like teenager going out all the time yet. So I'm like, I'm going to enjoy this until it gets crazy again. It's kind of nice.
I think what you're also talking about for so many women is really starting to love yourself. Mm-hmm. It's such an important message because so many women feel like they have to come after their children, after their partners. Yeah. And they're so last on the list. And by talking about prioritizing yourself and really making you the best version of you, you're going to be a better mom. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a better partner. You're going to be a better friend. You're going to be a better coworker. And that's such an important message that we need now more than ever, especially for women.
It made me tearful.
Which piece?
The part where
what else first?
Yeah, it's because we do. Yeah. I think it just took me a minute to understand that, like, I don't have to pause my life because I'm raising them. Mm-hmm. Like even that podcast has done that for me. It's like, it may just be an hour a week where I'm with my friends, but I get to go back to like my true self and I get to do the radio side of me or the you know, just the vulnerable side of me or the oversharing side of me in a way that's productive and feels like I connect. But I haven't had that for so long. Mm-hmm. I worked in the music industry on like the business side and the radio side before I had met my husband, and he's an artist. And so I became a stay-at-home mom. So it was like 180, and I really struggled. Postpartum was hard. Everything was just so different that I feel like I had that brain that if I do anything, then I'm sacrificing our family. And it's just not the case. Mm-hmm. Like we can do all of these things at the same time. We don't have to like wait
for that part of our brains where it's like all this has to be before we can think about
this. And we need to retrain society a little bit, if I'm honest, because I feel like that's part of the piece that makes us feel like we have to be a certain way. And that's just not true.
Mm-mm. No, but I also think though, too, I like to have the certain control that I don't want to give up as well as a mom.
Sure.
Even when I co-parent, or even when I was married to Mike, I was like, there's certain things that I think we're just better at, to be honest.
I know we're better at
scheduling and all, you know what I mean? So it's like, and then I think because we know that and we're really good at, then we take on additional things that we shouldn't take on.
Right.
100%. I think the better way to do that is to acknowledge what we're really great at and still do it because it's going to fail if not, but find other things that maybe
we can relinquish.
That we could relinquish. That's what I've started doing. Again, as
a recovering perfectionist, there's nothing that we can't nail. So
no, we can nail all of it, but we don't have to. Like,
okay, I need to have a one-on-one with this chick.
Well, I think you're also sort of talking about sort of the constructs that we put on ourselves. So when you're talking about that we have to do these things or we're the ones that are better at scheduling, those are sort of the value systems that you're imposing on yourselves and how you feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you relinquish it, it may fail. It may not be as perfect as it is for you. But I think for you to really decide is this important? Is this value about myself as someone that can do it all? Is that really important? Or am I creating more space and time for myself where I'm letting things go that may not be perfect or may not be as good as I want them to be, but it's creating opportunities for me to grow. And that gets right back into what you're talking about with the monthly challenge of really setting it up, of trying one new thing that you're wanting to really kind of work on and develop. And I want you to be a little flexible with that too, because it might be you really get into something like an emotion that I really love is appreciation and doing small things. Like when you're going to the grocery store and mentioning someone's name and telling them that you appreciate them, it allows you to be really present with another human being, even if you don't know them. Or when you're traveling and you see a mom who's struggling with a toddler and going over and sort of talking to the kid and distracting him for a moment and allowing you to, again, have this human connection where other people can appreciate you and you can appreciate other people. And so that may be something that becomes overarching where you're really working on that feeling and emotional state for yourself that really brings you a lot of renewing feeling. And again, going back to that energy of really allowing your battery to get recharged within you. But there might be other things that might be shorter challenges for yourself, and having that flexibility is going to be so important as well.
Oh, that's great.
Flexibility.
That's really good. Thank you so much for coming on and just dropping these little nuggets for the new year.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
And I look forward to hearing more all of your tips and more information about the new year, new you. I love it.
Thank you. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you so much.
We'll have you back on. Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Susan. Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray. ensuring long-lasting banana boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.